Stations, here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Matt Maiona is from Boston, and he spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about work visas in 3, 2, 1. So immigration stalled, or is it?
Well, right now, Congress is, as you know, is gridlocked. There is no consensus on immigration reform. We don't have enough visas. We have an antiquated system. We saw over 220,000 businesses apply for highly skilled immigrants' visas, and unfortunately, only a very few, 65,000, will be selected. So there is a need for more.
You've heard the argument on the other side. It's taking jobs away from American workers. That really isn't the case, is it?
No, in fact, I've met with many employers who will tell you they would rather hire a U.S. worker if they were available. But unfortunately, they cannot find some skills in the U.S. marketplace. I mean, look, this is the best country in the world, and we attract the best talent. And a lot of that best talent goes to school here in the United States, and we have these businesses that want to retain that talent. And the truth of the matter is, businesses will hire U.S. workers, but they also need to supplement that with highly skilled foreign workers as well.
So what can we do to get the ball rolling?
Well, we need to recognize that this is not a theft of U.S. jobs, so to speak. This is not something that's going to hinder the U.S. economy. This is going to help the U.S. economy. This is going to help U.S. families. This is going to help U.S. neighborhoods. We have people in high-paying jobs who are going to buy houses, pay taxes, shop at the local stores. This helps everybody. There is a trickle-down effect that helps the entire community.
Matt Maiona, this is Christopher Michael reporting.